Guys, I need one favor. Please rate and review this podcast on Apple. If you are listening to it on Apple, we'd be number one, but we don't have enough reviews. We got the downloads, not the reviews. It's bureaucracy. Help us. Every episode of The Gauge is brought to you by Bill Fick Ford and the WCRA. Who wants to be rodeo's next millionaire? It's time. That time again through the WCRA. You can win $1 million by nominating your rides or runs and earning points through the WCRA. Through the Triple Crown of Rodeo, the WCRA will award $1 million in cash prizes to any one athlete or collection of athletes who wins first place in any three consecutive WCRA major rodeos. $1 million is completely up for grabs. The Days of 47 Cowboy Games and Rodeo will be the second stop of the 2021 Triple Crown of Rodeo Series. The event will pay out over $560,000 and will be held July 20th through the 24th in Salt Lake City. Get this, there will be zero entry fees, people. You heard me correctly. No entry fees. The only way to qualify for the Triple Crown of Rodeo event is by nominating your rides and runs with the WCRA. Use promo code GAGE10 for 10% off your next nomination. Again, that promo code is GAGE10 for 10% off your next nomination. To learn more, just visit WCRARodeo.com and learn how you can earn a spot at the Days of 47 Rodeo and possibly be rodeo's next millionaire. What? Guys, Bill Fick Ford is the number one Super Duty dealer in the country for the fourth year in a row. You guys have heard me rant and rave about Bill Fick Ford for the absolute best buying experience in the car industry, truck industry. Bill Fick Ford's the place to go. I bet you remember the old ad where I said I was getting a new Super Duty. Well, here's the keys for that. Bill Fick Ford delivers, guys. No bull discounts, no bull interest rates, the best buying experience you can get. And if you are not local to Huntsville or the Houston area, he'll deliver it to you just like he did to me. Bill Fick Ford.
It doesn't matter if it's your cowboy hat or your equipment. Your cowboy hat is part of your equipment. So when you show up feeling good, looking good, you're going to perform well.
I never see us letting our foot off the gas because we're all gas, no brakes, and we work hard and we play even harder and we want as many gold buckles as we can possibly get.
We really live it and put everything we have into everything that we do here, whether it's working hard, riding bareback horses, playing on the boat, it's full send.
What's underneath that hat and what's in your heart as a cowboy is what really matters.
This is The Gauge with host Chance Conrad.
Riley, give me a mic check.
Mic check.
Chance, give me a mic check.
Mic check.
All right, I think we're sounding good.
We're sounding good. Cool.
You okay over there, Chance?
I'm not doing great, Ty, if you must know.
Mm-mm. Are you sure?
Tucker Carlson can go to hell. He screwed up my thing. Yeah, I know. I know all you conservatives out there really like him, but no, he messed up The Gauge today, so I'm not a fan. Or whoever. Maybe it was the other guy. What's the other guy? Sean Hannity?
I don't know.
You know, Bill O'Reilly, something happened to him. He's not on there anymore. Or something happened by his hand. Slipped it down the wrong dress.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Isn't that what happened?
I think so. I think.
Ty, you would know.
I don't really remember, honestly.
If it's involved in bashing conservatism on any level, you probably know.
Yeah, come on, Ty. Give us the dirt.
Now, I don't know. Some sexual assault allegation or something like that.
So exactly what you just said.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I just said it in more vivid detail because, you know, I'm a storyteller.
Well, Ty has to be politically correct, so.
Not really.
No.
Sure about that?
He's wearing a blue lumberjack shirt. That's not politically correct.
All right,
it's the right color. It's the color of your party, after all. Do you have a tie that you could put on?
I don't.
Remember, they wear the red ties, you know, because it attracts the eye. Red's an attractive color.
Ty, I feel like you should just button that shirt all the way to the top.
I feel like you should do the opposite. Let's get weird.
Let's not.
I want to see what kind of man cleavage you have. Let me see.
Man cleavage.
I did not want to do this.
That is a new one.
What do you bench? What do you bench, Ty? Let me see what your
pectoral area. I'm not worked out at all. I've not got pecs.
Oh, you don't. Oh. See, the shirt tells me you've got them, but maybe it's the buttons.
That's kind of the magic of this shirt. It kind of...
magic of this shirt. This is my magic shirt that I wear to attract all the ladies.
Are you wearing a ma right now? One of those man bras?
No. I'm not.
Are you wearing a corset? That was a lot of enchiladas.
It was only two enchiladas.
To be fair, I don't know. I don't know if to blame you or blame Riley for the current state of affairs here at The Gauge.
I would not blame Riley. Riley
Thank
was
you,
on
Ty.
The phone constantly, and it would always go straight to voicemail.
Well, that's because they think she's a guy.
A stalker, weird guy. What's yeah. worse, being a stalker guy or a stalker girl?
Certainly stalker guy.
Really?
Yeah, there's a very, very, very large window for a girl to be a psycho stalker.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a little bit hot. It's like most guys would tolerate that for an extended amount of time. You're a stalker guy, it's done. It's
yeah.
over.
Jail.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. I mean, we're deep into the Me Too movement. I don't even think, you don't even have to be proven guilty anymore. You're just guilty by default. If you have a wiener and you're straight, you're guilty.
You're guilty.
And then if you add white on top of that, even if you're wearing the mob peck shirt, done. You're not safe.
You got to admit, this is a nice looking shirt.
I don't have to admit shit, and I never will.
Yeah, you are in a bad mood today.
You would be if you were me too. I never prepare for podcasts, ever. Not one time have I ever prepared for one, except for today. I did today.
I prepared too. I had questions.
I probably wasn't going to let you ask them.
Yeah, I don't think so. You were either. I was going to ask you beforehand, and I was very doubtful that you were going to allow it.
Yeah.
What were your questions, Ty?
Ask me your questions. I'll be him since he's not here.
So one of them was, if we're going to get political, one of them was over that new permitless carry law that they're passing in the Texas State Senate or House, whatever you want to call it, where just what... What's the reasoning for having permitless laws for gun carrying? That was the question. Especially whenever you need a license to hunt and fish in this state, but not a license.
You know why that is though, right? Why you have a license to hunt and fish? It's not to keep track of the people who are fishing.
Oh, I know.
It's what pays for the parks and for the wildlife conservation and things like that.
It's just the thing I was thinking is,
sorry,
those chips. We'll talk about this later. They're good chips, weren't they?
Yeah, but no, I kind of got some tummy problems. Chips hurt my stomach.
Why did it hurt your stomach? It's flour.
I don't really know. I think it's not. They're corn, actually.
Corn. Sorry, it's they're hardened tortillas.
What the? How much of that drink did you have?
I haven't had any yet. I was waiting for Riley because one of the things I did was make my signature blue drink for Riley to taste. I was going to make you one, but you can't have alcohol right now.
No, I can't. Hey, Riley.
That makes you sound like you're an AA. You can't have alcohol right now. We're working on on your anger management, and we're working on your drinking problem. That's what it sounds like when you say
it's
like
so
that.
So funny because I didn't have the drinking problem until I got that phone call from Riley saying our guest wasn't going to be able to make it today.
I'm sorry I've drove you to drink.
I told you I should have told him.
Worst idea. Yeah, not the best.
Get something off of Riley's pressure.
Yeah.
It's not an easy job.
Riley's been having a hard time. There's a reason we're doing this bonus episode. And it's because we've been struggling.
It's okay, not because
I think to be honest, if this is a thing that's going to happen, because frankly it should never happen, but it is, it probably needs to be a little bit of direction. And maybe Tyler, you're not the one to give that direction.
Hey, you're the one that I had to do something.
That's true. He did do his best. You hung those pictures well, by the way, other than one of them. All right, Riley, you're going to be the first girl to ever try the signature blue drink. Let's go.
Okay.
First female.
All right.
First female ever.
So this is coconut Red Bull along with coconut rum.
Not the best.
Not a fan.
Why not?
I mean, it's not the worst, but...
So, hold on. Let's back up here because you said this is my signature drink. You just took two coconut things and mixed them.
I did.
there's very little signature there.
I call it a Blue Jaeger.
There's probably some shitty bar in Miami that calls it something else who created it 30 years ago.
But coconut Red Bull was non-existent back then.
I mean, you don't fucking know. You don't know
coconut
that.
Red Bull was founded.
Coconut Red Bull. Now guys, search it. But the flavored Red Bull lines are like new.
It just tastes like
but
coconut
Red Bull. But you're drinking that coconut Red Bull, though.
That's because there's no other Red Bulls in there.
Actually, she has sugar-free ones.
Oh. Where are we at on that one? Let me down again.
They're in the fridge.
They're in the fridge.
Yeah. There's a whole case.
Hey, by the way, if you don't want the blue frou-frou, there's another one. All I saw was that.
Well,
the cans aren't distinctly different.
That's not the Blue Jaeger.
The cans are not distinctly different.
The Red coconut Bull edition is like a whole. It's like a white marketing can. It's a fully white can.
What do the other ones look like?
Like blue, silver. Silverish?
One's white and one's silver.
You guys, you're too many details.
You know who doesn't confuse their flavors? Bang Energy.
I still haven't had a Bang.
Yeah, the only thing they'll confuse is your heart and the palpitations produced by your heart.
See?
Yeah, you're right. Never mind.
One's like a silver, like chromish, while the other one's just a matte white.
Yep. Very descriptive. Congratulations. Yeah.
Chrome. This is the chrome Red Bull.
It's silver, but it's like shiny, like reflective.
I do know the definition of chrome. I do know what it looks like. I was just intrigued by you referring to the Red Bull can as chrome.
Well, it's a shiny silver.
Moving on.
Hey, so Riley, who out of all the gauge guests, when did you start, by the way?
In November.
You know what's funny is we've had other marketing directors before and we kind of went away from them. They all wanted to be on camera really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody. Ty, too. Ty was like pushing to be on camera when we first started.
I tried so hard on that demo.
Oh, I want to be famous. Let me get on the camera.
I tried crack so baby. Hard.
Yeah, he's like, give me some of that camera. And, and of course, I said no, Ty. You're not going
to
be on the camera.
Still to this day, you're
still
saying
to this
no.
day. No, Ty, you can't be on camera because you want to be on camera too bad.
And you won't buy me a third camera.
No.
Unfortunately.
No. You know why that is? Because of that supercomputer that we bought.
It's also in the way.
It's also really expensive and the budget doesn't allow for
it. It works really well, though. It does its job fairly well.
Okay.
Well, but back to Riley.
One thing fairly in this room that does its job really well.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So that means you're included.
Especially me. I am the half-asser of the group.
Yeah, what's like the average time of lateness that Chance arrives for show for
12
episodes?
To 18 minutes is average.
Oh, we've calculated?
Yeah, I've calculated.
Well, yeah.
So I usually tell the guests 5:45, and then I tell Chance 5:30.
Daddy's got a big boy job.
Sounded you were so late. Creepy.
Yeah. You were late whenever you guys were working out of this office.
No, that's not true. That never happened.
Are we sure about that, Riley? Can we double check that?
Riley was barely here for that.
Yeah, that was like a 2-week overlap, maybe.
Yeah, if that.
So
maybe
again,
like 4 days.
So again, back to Riley. You started in November.
Yeah, what made you accept the job, by the way?
I don't know. You guys were cool people. This is a cool podcast.
That's it. That's the whole thing.
Well, I'm here now.
Oh, well, what's your opinion of being here now? You're what, 6 months in?
Yeah, I love it.
You do?
I do.
Well, tell everybody
I don't
why
love
you
it
love
when
it.
I don't
tell
love
everybody
it.
Why the gauge is so great and they should listen from you, Riley, the not guy.
Well, so,
in case you've been contacted by her, she's a female. She's not a guy. So if she seems like a creepy guy who calls you too much, no, she's actually a girl, very petite girl. You should probably answer.
Yeah. Probably the 7th or 8th person I've reached out to that's like, yeah, man.
Yeah, bro.
What's up, bro?
Oh, Riley, that's a good name. You rope calves?
Yeah. Thanks, mom and dad.
And then today's like, I'm sorry, man. They're like,
sorry, man.
you got thrown into the gauge right when we were planning for NFR.
Yeah.
That was an experience.
Thank God it wasn't my first NFR. But it was just as brutal as any other. As far as the hours and being busy, but that was so fun to just come in and have a running start. And
the thing I had enjoyed the most was we went to a stadium as our office for a good 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You would love that, Ty.
It was fun.
That would be your favorite thing about the NFR. Nothing rodeo. It was in a stadium.
It was in a stadium. It was in a new ballpark that was like one of its first biggest events.
Second event they had there, I think, is what it was, right?
So
they had done what, the All Star game, and then
they did some playoff games for baseball, and they had the World Series hosted there, and then the NFR.
Chips hurt my stomach. I'm sorry.
They tasted good though.
So there's two men in this room,
and
both. Yeah, well, I was gonna say that, but I was trying to be nice.
Wow, one
Ty
of us is certainly still a boy.
I'm offended.
Not really.
Yeah, of course you are.
I'm hurt.
Well, I'm sorry. We have a deep and meaningful friendship, Ty. You don't be hurt.
You've both burped into the mic while I was wearing headphones within the last 2 hours. So.
What? So I was not
on the microphone. I was like 10 feet away from it.
You were not. No, you remember that time you were like 6 inches from my head and you said the same thing?
What the
hell? You were here for that.
That was on complete accident.
Hey, I also remember the time that Riley hugged Ty from behind to try to make him uncomfortable. So there's that.
That
too.
Never happened. That never happened. No, that never happened.
Yeah, it did. Because I was like, hey, Riley, whisper in his ear, and you did it.
No, no, you said no.
To, something. There was something to the effect of, hey, make Ty uncomfortable, and she did it. She takes very good directions.
I stood really close to him, and that's all it you took to make him really uncomfortable.
Yeah, next thing you know, he's giving you blue drinks. Who knows what it is? I saw a little Alka-Seltzer looking pill fizzing at the bottom.
Let's not give me that allegation.
What do you mean? You're just trying to help settle her stomach from the chips.
Was it Tums?
Yeah. It was an Alka-Seltzer.
And with the leaning, it comes from Chance once again. Like, how is that chair not comfortable for you? You lean all the fucking time.
There's no lumbar support, dude.
I can get you a little pillow. Would you like that?
There's a pillow right there. I'm going to sit on that pillow. No, I don't need a pillow. Mind your damn business. I've got an old man spine.
Yeah, because you're turning 30.
Whoa. This shit's over. That raise? Nuh-uh.
Chance, what are you going to do when you turn 30 and people ask you how old you are?
Spontaneously combust. Why are you asking me tough questions?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
When I turn 30?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so far away. I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet.
It's really not that far away, Riley.
It's further than you.
Barely. It's like a hop and a skip for me, and you're just like a slow walk.
But then you call us the kids. You can't have it both ways.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I just say what I want to say when I want to say it.
You should.
I do.
I know.
I'm sorry.
You said everyone in this room sucks at their job.
I'm just tender about what happened today, okay? I didn't mean it. I take it back. I'm sorry, kids.
He's having a good time. He said that this was a bad idea, and he's having a great time.
No, look in his eyes. He's having a terrible time.
Having a good time.
He's miserable.
These roundtable discussions happen all the time. Why it's being recorded right now, I'm not really sure.
Because I thought it was a good idea to record these. Because some of our conversations are really funny.
Should we talk about Ty's lack of dating life?
No, that's not right.
It's not right?
No, because we need to fill time. Well, what about the time when Riley tried to set you up with, what was that, Bumble or Tinder? We were talking about
it.
We were going to do a dating Farmers app only. For Ty. Not that. Not that. You're going to get some guys that you're not going to like. They're going to be bigger than you and way stronger. And overalls come off really easy.
Oh, no.
Don't do it.
Let's not do that. I'm with Chance on this one. Let's not do that.
Okay, we won't do that.
Let's set him up for success. Come on, get it started. We'll do it right now.
Let's not do this right now.
I've never used a dating app. Never even been on one.
Then why are you trying to set me up on a dating app?
Well, because the regular way is not working. We got to try something new.
Riley, okay, I'm going to go on Ty's team for a minute. You can't say that. You don't know what's working for him. He's just chosen not to tell you because you've attacked him viciously. Ever since he started his job here, day in and day out.
I'm just meddling. I'm not attacking. I'm just meddling in his life.
Ty, is there a specific reason that you would not want to be on a dating app?
I don't know. I just never used it.
So you're afraid of new
things? That wasn't the question.
That was the question. And why have I not know. Used it? I don't know.
Why are you adverse to dating apps?
Maybe I already have a girlfriend. I just haven't told any of you.
I call bullshit.
Yeah, you call bullshit.
Yeah,
you got it. Good job. No. Good job, guys.
Nope. Ty likes to talk about Ty, and he would have mentioned it.
Not really.
I can't. I have made a commitment with my girlfriend that night. Move the recording to another day. We would have gotten things like that. You would have found a way to drop it into conversation.
Nah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I need a raise to pay for my engagement ring for my girlfriend. Is that what this conversation's going to be?
No.
Ty, you need to enjoy your 20s. Don't settle down too soon.
I'm not planning to settle down.
What do you mean, dude? You're sitting here telling us about all the dating apps you're using. Your serious
girlfriend.
You're
the one that's been trying to set me up for a dating app. Well, I'm trying to be your
that wasn't
be a bachelor
me, actually,
over here.
You could still be a bachelor and talk to females. It's kind of part
that's
of the
allure point
of being
a bachelor.
Again, what's telling
you
that I'm not doing
Have you ever seen The Bachelor?
It?
I've not watched
it. 20-some women in there.
No, don't. They're not real. None of it's real. Don't listen.
I do not want to watch Bachelor.
That's a plus. All right. Is it, though? Already one good thing.
Is it? Oh, no. I was thinking the wrong way.
It's good you don't watch The Bachelor.
I was thinking as if you wanted me to watch The Bachelor.
No.
I'm glad.
So back to the dating app. What would your profile be? Like, what do you enjoy other than playing video games?
I don't play video games that often, funny enough.
Really?
Yeah. I don't play that often. Sports is the number one thing for me, I guess.
Chance is literally like...
just bored as
fuck
over here.
He's like pushing his cuticles back. He's that bored.
The
he's
fact
just
that
like,
we're not talking about rodeo at all is really hurting me right now. Or
let's
politics.
Talk about rodeo then.
Ty, stop.
Well, we were talking about politics earlier. And you wouldn't want
to. Yeah.
Stop.
But we were supposed to talk about politics with a politician. That's what we're here for today.
Ty and I can't talk politics.
Why?
Because we got in a fight right here at this table.
That is not true. That is true.
It wasn't a...
you've gotten in a fight with several people over politics at this table.
I got in a fight with you like once.
Not me. You and I have never fought about politics.
We did.
I drew the line.
Yeah, you drew a line.
Stop it. And you did. Anyway, not the point. Well, I don't remember this fight. When was this? You got in a fight with Yvonne. You did get in a fight with Yvonne. But what all right, was the
so,
fight all right, with Riley?
First off, yeah, these are not really fights. So they were just kind
of
debates. Well,
fights like is a loose term because both of those girls would beat the shit out of you. So let's not go there.
Ty's
we were not having
especially
red.
Yvonne.
We just weren't having screaming matches or anything like that.
No, not yelling, but just bickering. How about bickering?
That's yes. A better term.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, is it super weird that I might support Caitlyn Jenner to fucking be the governor of California? I'm surprised. She says all the right. He says all the right things.
She says all the right things.
There you go.
Caitlin says all the right things.
Bruce, I don't fucking know.
I was going to say, she didn't really have a platform.
What do you mean?
She just was kind of complaining and didn't really say how she was going to fix things.
She literally answered all the questions that were asked of her.
She complained about people leaving her hangar. Do you have a hangar?
Yeah, all my clothes are on them.
Not that kind of
yes,
hanger.
Of course I have a hanger, Ty. Jesus, I host The Gauge. Fuck, look at this. Of course I have a hanger.
What kind of jet do you fly?
What?
A fancy one.
Blazing.
You're saying?
Blazing, Catalina. It was a horse breeding joke. Whatever, man. Okay.
Someone laughed at that. Listen
no,
to this.
They didn't because this has been going on for about 15 to 20 minutes and there's nobody else listening.
People are listening.
We have millions of listeners, and now we've got like six. Your mom, her mom, my mom, and then the three of us.
My mom's not even listening, so it's right down to five. Riley, didn't we get some questions on
Instagram? DM my friends to listen.
I don't think we got any questions on Instagram because that was posted like 14 minutes ago.
It was posted a while at noon, ago. 6 hours ago.
Yeah, we're recording
six and
this
a half.
At like 6:40.
Let's see if we have any questions.
Chance, how did you start The Gauge?
How? You already know that. Oh, we said it on the last podcast.
We've said it on multiple podcasts.
Yeah, well, because guests ask. It creates a kind of a weird conundrum. Like, do I answer their question or do I think that the listener probably already heard this?
Oh, Ned, I brought that up so you explain that. Because it is a conundrum that it sounds like we're repeating conversations.
It does. But the person, people who get mad and send me those DMs on Facebook are like, hey, stop repeating yourself. Hey, dude. The guy asked me a question. Shut the fuck up or I'll come to where you are and I'll beat your ass, Grandpa.
And now my mom signed off.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that because I put a thing out like saying Chance, I wouldn't do that anymore and I just did it.
Chance will not come beat you up. Mm-mm. He'll probably give you a stern message in return, but he won't beat you up.
I think I've only sent stern messages to a couple people. That
usually
one guy.
Usually they're more like
that one guy.
Witty. Yeah.
That one guy got it, though.
That I will say, though. That was a mic drop. That was a good one.
That one
yeah,
guy.
It was great.
He didn't even know how to respond. He was like, thank you for the content. Bye.
Can't wait for the next one.
Oh my God, I'm a fan. Let me go do another review.
You're right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
Speaking of reviews, review our podcast with 5 stars and tell us what you like about
the
podcast.
Yeah. But review it up to this point, though. Like, skip this. Like, don't review this.
Review everything before this episode.
Yeah, this is an accident, right? We had a really good guest. We was really excited. Everything was great. I wore my blue shirt because apparently blue is an attractive color. Says Ty. Look at his drink.
Blue's a good color. Like, what's your favorite color?
Me?
Yeah.
Black.
You like black?
Yeah.
Why black?
Because.
It's just black?
Yeah.
It is an intimidating color.
It is. It's
my intimidating.
Color. Intimidating color.
It's my favorite color.
Riley, what about you?
Black and turquoise.
I like. Oh, what do you know? A Western chick likes turquoise.
Yeah, shocker. But no, my closet is color coordinated. It's black, white, turquoise.
And nothing else?
And nothing else. There's a few grays mixed in there.
You are wearing a black shirt. He's wearing a dark blue shirt, which could be considered black at some point.
It's getting dark up in here.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, do we have any of those questions? Or did you?
Mostly, they all just want to know when we're having guests that we don't have booked yet on. So, to be determined.
So, here's the one thing, guys. So, rodeo's kicking off in full force. So, most of our guests are like, yeah, we're going to be there, but just not today.
Yeah.
So, we gotta wait for we normally have like a 2 to 3 month backlog. And we've got that. It's just not today. Like, we've got lots of people lined up to come in around the rodeo schedule. And then other people who are non-rodeo guests to kind of fill in those holes. One of those non-rodeo guests was scheduled for today and something came up.
And Chance is over it, as you can tell.
No, it's not that. It's just, you know, I'm actually prepared.
Well, you just
I get really excited about the non-rodeo guests. Like I really get excited about high-level politicians because I like to have high-level questions. So I was like, oh, we're going to wow him. Like, whoa, this cowboy podcast, man, wow, he's better than Ben Shapiro. Look at this. And it didn't happen. So I'm upset.
Well, you can just do some more research. Get even better. Practice your lines.
No.
Practice your questions.
There's no lines. There's no none of that. It's just market research, Ty.
Well, practice saying your questions. Can you please stop shaking the microphone?
Sorry, it's disappointing how shitty these mic arms are for how much we had to pay for them.
These microphones are really good.
Not
please.
The microphones, the things attached to the microphones.
What's the technical term for
arm.
This?
It's an arm. Robot arm.
Boom arm.
It's a robot.
It's an arm.
Yeah.
Rachel wants to know if we will have host an opposing political guest with Chance.
Abso-frickin-lutely. Say, hey, Rachel, who you got in mind? Bring them in.
Okay.
Anybody. I don't care. If they have an opposing view, I would love to sit here and argue with them just like I do Ty.
Rachel, check your DMs.
Rachel, what's your last name?
Let's not say last name.
No, what's your last name, Rachel?
Let's not do that.
What's your full name and social security number, Rachel?
Let's not do that.
What's your address?
Rachel.
The producer is advising to not do this.
Rachel, don't listen to him. He's giving people blue drinks with pills in them. Not the guy to listen to. Listen to the guy who you've been listening to for a year.
If she willingly sends her name, then we can say her name.
It's Instagram, dude. Everybody's willing with their name. It's on there.
It's Rachel Bacchus.
Baca?
Bacchus.
Baca?
Yeah.
Bacchus?
Sure. No.
Bacchus? I'm sorry.
So Rachel. Now she tuned out too.
Rachel. Hold on. Come back, Rachel.
Rachel, come back.
It's not that, Rachel. I'm not good with last names. But yeah, how about Gavin Newsom? He's about to get ran out of California.
Would he even come here?
No. No, he wouldn't. He would never come to Texas. He lost like half of his taxpayers to Texas just in the last month.
All right, wasn't there another question, Riley?
He's going to slink back into his hole somewhere. He's like, I can't steal from anybody else. Okay, so that's why he didn't come, because it's National Day of Prayer, and here he is on Fox News right now. So what's the guy's name? The guy who handles his...
Luke.
Luke just made a mistake. Everything's fine.
Luke.
He said sorry.
We understand, Luke.
He said sorry.
He said sorry, man.
But I'm a girl.
But man. I'm a girl.
Now we have to cross-dress you, Riley.
Absolutely not.
Ty will help you.
That'll be a no for me.
Nah, he can help you.
I got plenty of button-down shirts.
Are you going to cross-dress too?
Fuck no.
Let's be real. He walks that line every day.
I do not walk that line.
Ty, have you ever seen The Little Rascals? You know Alfalfa?
I don't think I've watched
it. He does not look like Alfalfa.
Look at his one piece of hair.
No, it's not even in the right place, Riley. You got to watch that again. It's supposed to be in the back. You're really Googling what alfalfa looks like, bro?
I don't know how to spell it.
Sound it out.
Al, A-L. What was the second name? Sorry. The second
alfalfa. It's one word. You feed it to horses.
I don't know what it's a plant? Oh, my
God. It's a type of grass, technically.
It is. That was the first thing that came up. I'm not. It's a plant.
Times are tough.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Number one Western podcast in the entire world until Thursday, May 6th.
Oh, it's that one with the part, the hair's part in the middle and it goes up like an antenna.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've literally never seen The Little Rascals.
I've never seen the movie. I've seen the character before, but I've never seen the movie.
Yeah, really, you're not missing much.
I was going to say, I don't think I was.
I love The Little
Rascals.
Let me
guess, you've never seen The Sandlot either.
I have seen The Sandlot.
Let's see, what other movies are there that this kid's probably never seen?
I've seen a good amount of movies. I just haven't seen all of the movies. That, have you going back?
You haven't seen them all?
Going back to the dating profile, I'd put movies and TV because I watch a lot of media.
What would be in your dating profile?
He just said movie and TV. He's already got a dating app. He just admitted it.
Yeah.
I was just saying.
What?
Oh.
What are you on?
Check that shit out. Okay, we're done. Look at this. Drink the perfect amount of that LaCroix and look at it.
LaCroix?
Hold on.
Yeah, I just randomly did that. See, everything I touch is gold.
I think we should have waited until tomorrow to do this.
Well, we need to release something for tomorrow.
Ty, roll with it. You know, you're so literal.
Oh. And we lost it. And now there's a spill all over the table.
Hey, this is a spill-proof table.
It is technically the floor. It's made out. The table's
waterproof.
The table's made from the floor, to be specific.
The floor's made from the table. Ty.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
The floor.
Again, can you please stop fucking leaning?
Nope. This is your idea. You're going to have to deal with all this.
I'm going to start leaning too.
Yeah. Get him, Riley.
Now, I've never had a guest lean, which luckily the show.
There's no guests here.
Well, the guest spot that Riley's
this
in.
Is a production crew.
What?
This is the production crew. You guys are the production crew.
Well, I'm the.
Oh, fuck. Don't you dare take Ty's title. No. Riley's not production. I'm production.
No, I heard.
I'm production.
Technical director.
I am the technical director.
I am the technical director.
I am the technical director.
God damn it.
The thing is nobody realizes how real that was.
Yeah, oh. From the bottom of his heart.
That was his soul being buried out there. Like, do not take that technical director term or producer term away from Ty.
Yeah.
That is literally going to be etched on his gravestone.
Well, I'm just Ty's assistant.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, I remember it clearly, and I'm obviously over it, too.
Are you?
No.
That's a good story, actually. You should tell that story, Riley. The whole thing.
Yeah, tell.
Well, during the NFR, he referred to me as his assistant.
Well, you were helping me out.
Now you're acting all nice about it. But at the time, it was kind of like a, hey, my assistant.
That is exactly what it was.
Listen here, buddy.
Listen here, buckaroo.
You little tyke.
We had to have a... kind of like a Kaizen meeting about who actually works for who and what the hierarchy in this place actually is. Because the lines get really blurry sometimes.
There's a lot that I have to do.
There's a lot that he texts me on the way.
Yeah. What?
We all have a lot to do, Ty.
Do we, though?
Yeah, we do. There's a lot that you don't see that Riley and I are doing constantly.
That is true.
I do
There's
hear
a lot
it.
Of behind-the-scenes work.
Yeah. How do you think these lights are turned on? Not from your contribution.
I did turn on the switch.
That's not what I mean.
I can turn them off if you want.
The switch wouldn't work if it wasn't for what I'm talking about, Ty.
I can turn them off if you want.
Again, we're missing the point here. Very, very deeply missing the point. And I'm considering...
to be 22 again.
I'm turning 23 this month.
Okay. Well, that proves my point.
I'm not happy about any of this. I'm going to level with you guys. I'm not doing great right now. I'm a little upset that our guest rescheduled. So that's what this is all about. I also don't have a whole lot of faith that this is a very good episode, but we're beholden to our sponsors. That's why we did it.
But one thing that we do want to say, thank you for, because we've been doing this a year now and all the support.
It's not a year yet.
It's almost
getting close.
We're coming up on a year, but all the support for this podcast that all you guys have done and the listening, subscribing, spreading the word, that's been highly appreciated. You're helping us keep doing this. You're helping give me a job essentially on this, but all the support, we'd like to thank everyone for the support that they've been giving this podcast for a year now and for even more years to come.
Ty did not believe that a podcast surrounding the Western way of life, rodeo, and all the things we talk about could ever be like a mainstream thing.
I didn't think it could ever compete
with like big podcasts, but it does. And that's because freaking the Western world's awesome. You people are awesome. That's the reason. So thank you guys.
Riley, do you have anything to say about the wonderful listeners?
Yeah. I mean, thank you guys. You guys are awesome. We asked you last week to go give us some reviews and now we have, I mean, you all went and did it. And so we really appreciate you guys supporting us and listening. So thank you. And we promise better days to come than today.
Yeah, literally we have like, no, we really do. We have some crazy cool guests that are on the books. Just not today. One of them was like today, but then stuff happened and now it's these guys and me, which for some people based on some of the reviews is like a worst case scenario.
If you did enjoy this, please let us know. If you want us to answer any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Yes, he would, as you can tell, because he tried to dominate this podcast.
Hey, I had to direct it at some point because you're upset. Riley's upset. I had to cheer everyone up here.
You did a good job with the food. I will tell you, those are pretty good fajitas. And I wasn't so wildly depressed, they would have been truly enjoyable. And then I ate the chips because sad people eat. And now my stomach hurts.
You enjoy the chips at first and then...
Widely depressed.
Yeah. Broadly depressed. Like this whole room is filled with my depression. I don't know.
At least you didn't have to drink the... What is it?
The Blue Jaeger. There you go.
Ugh.
So...
Try it out for yourself.
Hold on. Hold tight. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to do you a solid here. Right, when it comes to females and the kind of drinks you should be drinking and serving, right? So shirt, that's good. That's what we got for pants and shoes on here. Okay, shoes don't match the shirt, problem.
I don't. So, decent pants. Surprisingly don't have blue shoes.
Not that surprising, but okay. You get some stuff going on. No glasses, the hair's wild and loose and free. One more button down. Boom. All right. A little bit of an accessory. Maybe switch the Vans for a pair of boots.
I don't got boots.
Ah, well, you
he don't got
There's
boots.
Places that sell them right down the street.
He don't got no boots.
We're basically next to like 6 boot stores. You'll be fine. Go get you a pair.
I'll go with you.
Yeah, she'll go.
I'll direct.
You'll help me.
I'm not going.
I know I'm just an assistant, but I can direct that.
Never, ever, 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 under any circumstances, drink that thing in front of anybody ever again. Go over to that bar, get 3 ice cubes, put some Pendleton in there or some vodka or some something.
Adrian said he needs to drink scotch.
Well, scotch is just a Scottish whiskey. It doesn't matter. Drink some kind of whiskey.
Drink a dark liquor.
Yeah.
Fine.
Change it. Just change it up a little bit. And then what's going to happen is your throat's going to burn for a while and you're going to do one of those. But then your voice is going to be deeper after.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how it works.
But maybe try in the safety of your home first, since this does not taste like alcohol. This tastes like Red Bull.
Like, that's kind of the whole point of this drink, to be honest.
That literally tastes like a box of Nerds.
You didn't even try it.
Yeah, but I had the blue Red Bull, and that's all I needed to know, that's exactly what that tastes like.
Coconut berry mixed with coconut rum.
So, guys, here's my signature drink. It's coconut on top of coconuts, sprinkled with some coconuts.
And there's a beach nowhere in sight.
Shredded coconut in there, too.
Yes, shredded coconut.
What's that called whenever they put, like, a orange slice or something like that?
What's that called? A la mode.
Chance, how do you say my last name?
Chown.
Yeah, that's right. That's not what everybody hears at the end of our episodes, though.
What do they hear?
Riley Chown.
From me?
From you.
So why do you continue to let this go if that's not your name?
You know, I'm just letting things roll off my back. I'm letting guests call me a guy. I'm letting Chance say my name wrong.
Yeah, but you've been letting that go on for a long time. At the time, I didn't know that was wrong, Riley.
I know.
We can re-record it, you know.
It's all good.
No, it's fine. It's been eating away at her for months, and she hasn't said a word.
No, but it has been eating away at my dad because he called me the other day.
props on your dad for making it to the credits. Damn.
Yeah.
Just wanted to hear your
name. Even listen to the ads.
Only child. Yeah, you should have said something, Riley.
It's all good.
Okay. Obviously not, or you wouldn't have brought it up.
Just curious.
No, you brought it up because there's clearly some form of insecurity surrounding your last name, as well as your first name, because you don't want to be confused as a man.
Yeah, well, the latter may be a little bit insecure. Why do you always ask if I'm insecure? You're always like, there's some kind of insecurity around this and that. Well, can I just ask a question?
It's the way in which you ask the questions that makes me think that there's some type of thing behind the motivation of asking said question. And I can't think of any other time I've ever asked you that. Can you, Ty? Can you think of a single time where I said, hey, Riley, why are you so insecure about that?
Yeah.
Tell me one other time. I'd like to know.
During NFR, you asked me a couple times.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, because every you were a nervous time. Ball of energy the entire time. And well, I was trying to keep it together because I didn't want you to quit.
It was all the bang energy. So I don't want her to quit. I'm going to ask her if she's insecure.
Hey, Riley, is there anything you're insecure about? Can I help ease your insecurity so that you don't quit and we're screwed?
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You were fresh. It was like, hey, Riley. Hi, my name's Chance. Cool, get in the truck. We're going to the NFL.
Yeah.
So are you doing okay?
Yep. Yep. All good.
Yeah, all no, good. The past tense comment, I know you're fine now, but that was past tense.
I'm
but
just a little let insecure.
Let me make sure you're good. There's a lot of chefs in the kitchen here, and you're probably really overwhelmed with everybody who's freaking out. Remember that?
Everybody's you didn't want to go out on camera, first off.
Well, that's another thing. Every time I don't want to go on camera, he's like, what are you insecure about?
I don't think that's true.
That is true. I do remember that.
I don't remember that.
I do.
Probably happened, but I don't remember it.
You've been drinking too much.
Yeah, too much LaCroix.
How is that LaCroix?
That's actually quite delightful. It's refreshing, like a pear mixed with a peach, believe it or not, but also like TV static.
Yeah.
It's like a mix of those three things.
What does TV static taste like?
Like that.
Like a LaCroix. Wow. Okay, I get it now.
See, now you understand my pain.
Yeah.
It's rough. It's rough whenever you can't enunciate.
It is.
It's very rough. I see Chance's checked out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Chance is on his phone.
What? He's been scrolling checked out the whole gram. Time.
Sorry, I had a really hard time with this one, guys. Usually I can focus.
Stop looking at that man's profile. I know it's bothering you.
What? Well, who else is going to set up your Farmers Only? I'm sorry, but you're not going to do it yourself. Someone's got to do it.
I thought we said no to that.
We did, but then you were like, you did this thing. You're not on camera, so they don't know, but you were like...
Voice said no, I said yes.
One day, I'm just going to order another camera out of my own money and set it up.
You won't.
With his
you're too
own
cheap.
Money.
He won't. He's too cheap.
His own money.
He won't do it.
You are kind of right.
I know
I
that.
Am too cheap.
With his own money, as soon as the Gage gets him a credit card, then you'll consider it your money because your name's on it.
Ty's never getting a credit card.
No, he's not.
I've worked here for
this.
A year and I've never gotten a credit card.
You don't need one. You just say, hey, Riley, can I have yours?
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Like today when I handed it over for him to go get dinner, he was like salivating. He was like, yep, I'm ready.
I got his good food with it.
It's like, oh, look at that. Look at that guy with the helmet.
And he doesn't come back and like hand it to me.
Here's my American Express. Clink.
Yeah.
The metal one.
He comes back and he doesn't hand it to me. He just like subtly sets it on the corner of the table.
Just hoping he didn't notice.
Let you watch this for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take care of the card.
It's like, hey, well. I'm going to pay with this with credit, you know, for the points.
Yeah.
So I got to get those flight credits. All right, we're done.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Love y'all.
Sorry about that, too. This has been The Gage, hosted by me, Chance Conrado, produced and edited by our guy, Ty Yeager. Shout out to the executive producers, Dustin Pointer and Cody Denton. Marketing and content produced by Riley Chone. Our theme song is by Shay Ashshire and the Night Howlers. Make sure to rate and review this podcast as well as follow The Gage on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to The Gage wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you guys next time.